Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Afan, Ruziva Gagun, B'Karav Mamesh. Now we just learned about Tam and Muad. Now we're going to continue discussing this, particularly in light of the three Nezakim that an animal could carry out, namely Keren, Shein, and Regel. And as we had said, generally, a Nezak of Keren is going to be considered Tam, and Shein and Regel will automatically be Muad. So we begin by discussing Regel. The Mishnah says, Ketzer Regel Muedes, what's a scenario that Regel damage is going to be Muad right away, and we're not going to have to wait till three times? The answer is to break as it's going. We already said this previously, that if the animal, as it's walking, ends up kicking something, it wasn't done with malice or intent, it just simply was walking and it kicked it and broke it, that's considered muad, and the owner has to pay nezek shalem. And here's more examples. These are the toldos. An animal is muad to walk as it's going and break. And this is not with its foot. This is referring to its body, if it pushed something or knocked something over, or its hair dragged something and broke it, or the load on its back ended up breaking something. All that is considered totally normal. That's regel, and that's muad right away. However, let's say it was kicking with intent. It wanted to break something. Or there's pebbles flying out from under its feet as it walks. And it breaks kelim. This is only chatzi nezek, because this would fall under the category of keren. As we learned previously, kicking with intent to break is something that's not normal, and therefore it's only chatzi nezek. And this din of tsrayrais is also chatzi nezek, but that's because it's something unique. It's not that it falls under keren. This is halacha l'moshe miSinai, that tsrayrais, these pebbles that fly from underneath the feet of an animal and damage, the owner only has to pay chatzi nezek. Now we have an interesting case that combines two of the ones that we just mentioned. Darsa al kli yushabrato, as the animal is walking like regular. So it's just a classic regel. It stepped on a kli and it broke it. V'nafal al kli v'shivrai, and then a piece of that broken one flew out and hit another one and broke that one. Al rish mishalam nezek shalem. First one he pays nezek shalem because that's regular regel. V'al achen mishalam chatzi nezek. On the second one, that's chatzi nezek because that's tsrayrais. Similarly, hatarnugol muadim l'hach kedarko l'shaber. Chickens, they're muad just to go regular and break. This is their version of regel. However, hayadalil kasha baraglov, let's say there was some sort of something attached to the chicken's foot, and that flew out and broke something. Or it was jumping up and down, it was dancing, and because of that, pebbles flew out from underneath its feet and broke kelim, mishalom chatzi nezek, so then the owner only pays chatzi nezek. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, going on to another type of damage. Ketzad hashein muedes. How is shein going to be considered muad right away? And this we already learned before as well. Lechal so if the animal eats something which is normal for it, then that's muad automatically. And examples of this, an animal is muad to eat fruits and vegetables because that's something that's normal for the animal to eat. However, if it ate clothing or kelim, that's chatzi nezek because that's not standard, that's strange, that's different, and that would fall into the category of keren, which we know it's considered tam. Now, when is this said that the owner would have to pay nezek shalim if it ate fruits and vegetables? That's only bershus hanizek. If the mazik's animal ate them in the rishos of the nizik. That's because the pasuk says, "Ubir b'sedei acher," he has to be considered like he's in somebody else's property, meaning in the nizik's property. Aval rishos harabim, but if the animal ate these in rishos harabim, pater, the owner's pater from paying. However, it's not a full ptur. Im nenis, if the animal benefited, mishalim mashenenis, so then the owner would have to pay what the benefit was. Now, what does that mean he has to pay what it benefited? We just said that if the animal ate these fruits in rishos harabim, the owner's pater. And so the answer is, there's a difference between paying for the damage versus paying for the benefit. The damage is you have to pay for the cost of what the animal ate. So if the animal ate a whole kilo of peppers that cost 20 shekel, so the owner has to pay 20 shekel. Whereas nenis is only the benefit that it had. And a benefit that it had, for example, is that it had an entire meal. But a standard meal for an animal is only cheap barley, which costs 10 shekel a kilo. And therefore, even though it ate something very expensive that really costs 20 shekel a kilo, we only have to pay for the benefit, the hana, and that's 10 shekel a kilo. Now, we further discuss this. When is it that we say that if it ate something in the Rosh Hashanah, the owner only has to pay for the benefit? If it ate from the wide open part of the Rosh Hashanah, then he pays for the benefit. However, if it ate from the side of the Rosh Hashanah, that's a place that it's not common or standard for animals to be in. They're usually in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, not on the side. So then, the owner has to pay for the damage caused, because in a way, it's like the Chatzar Nizik, it's like it's in the Rosh Hashanah of the one who is damaged, and therefore he'd have to pay for full damages. Similarly, mipesach hachanus, if the animal ate fruits or vegetables that were at the entranceway of the store, mishalom hashenenis, the owner only has to pay for the benefit. However, mitoich hachanus, if the animal walked into the store or stuck his head inside and ate from there, then mishalom hashizika, the owner has to pay for the actual damage. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss these damages. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.